Everybody pick up your hymnal. Let's turn to page number 9. Page number 9.
I must needs go home by the way of the cross. There's no other way but this. I shall bear inside of the gates of life if the way of the cross I miss.
Trumpet sound, and those of us who know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior are going to be taken out of this mess. And I am so glad that we have those promises and assurances. Great to be here this morning. A little bit nippy outside, but it's after all December. And Cindy was saying that the snow that was up here earlier, she wished that was really coming down. And Mickey's saying no. It's good to have you with us today, my friend. I love you. Glad you're able to be with us. Last Sunday, I missed y'all very, very much, and it was kind of a rough weekend. Thankful for Brother Flynn coming in on short notice. I'm good at short notice, aren't I?
You're nice.
We all have to be good at something. So thankful for Brother Flynn coming and filling in. Keep him in your prayers as he's looking for a church that God would have him to pastor. And keep in your prayers the church that God wants to have him. All right, we got a lot coming up. There's a lot going on. This is a busy, busy month. If you notice, Cindy got my little thing out this morning. It says Merry Christmas. It is okay to say Merry Christmas.
Amen.
All right. Announcements. Sunday, December the 15th, will be a special offering for Brother Walter. As Brother Walter prepares again for another round of chemo and whatnot to battle this cancer. And as everybody knows that's ever been through anything health-wise, the bills, they just keep coming. So remember that next Sunday as you come, help Brother Walter and his family. All right, also the 15th, next Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock, will be the Christmas dinner. December, it's hard to watch your figure in December, and we eat a lot. It comes right after November, too, right? Thanksgiving. But we're going to meet together, and well, I don't have trouble watching my figure. I've got it right out there where I can see it real well. All right, we're going to get together and we're going to eat at 4 o'clock. So the church will furnish the meat and we'll bring all the fixings. Also, our mine and Cindy's anniversary has been moved to that time as well. So there'll be a cake. So come and enjoy that. I don't know how she's put up with me this long, but I'm glad she has. How long has it been?
Cypher.
All right, then December the 18th will be our youth Christmas party. So on our Wednesday night, at that time, we'll have their Christmas party. And then no services December the 25th or January the 1st on those Wednesday nights. December the 29th then will be our singing and fellowship once again. We're going to come and hear some good music, and then we're going to eat. Nursery attendance this morning, Mandy and Joyce. Next Sunday, Levita and Vicky. Any other announcements?
Page number 54.
Where could I go but to the Lord?
By my calculations, about 3 weeks. Three today and a couple more Sundays, so about 3 weeks to Christmas. And it's okay to start wearing your Christmas badges and telling people Merry Christmas. And don't let the world tell you it's Merry Xmas, because it's really not. It's all about Christ, or it's supposed to be. As we near the day that we celebrate Christ's birth, I just have a few thoughts that I think we need to keep in mind. As you prepare for this Christmas celebration, think about this for a second. How many presents do you buy for children or adults that you absolutely don't know, just out of the blue? We celebrate many things, Christmases and anniversaries and birthdays and whatnot, for people that we know. So we're celebrating Christ's birth. Do you know Christ? Do you really know Him? Most people we know celebrate, in one form or another, the birth of the Christ, the Son of God. And they don't even really know who He is or what they're celebrating, because everything has become so involved in commercialism, and the culture that we live in has evolved to the point that it's become a holiday instead of a celebration of Christ's birth. The biggest day of the year for stores. Many department stores live or die by their Christmas sales. That's where we're at today. Many people will max out their credit cards buying gifts and things for people all the time, forgetting what the season is really all about. So I'm going to preach a few sermons leading up to Christmas. I want us to stay focused on what Christmas is about. If you remember, some of you do, I'm sure, some of you weren't here, but back some years ago, I printed out a packet that had the attributes of Christ, because if we're going to call ourselves Christians, shouldn't we know who Christ is? You know, loving, caring, giving, meek, strong. I'll print out some more of those if anybody wants one. But this morning, I've asked Brother Gene to come on very short notice, and I appreciate him very much, and sing a song that inspired this message. Thank you.
What child is this who laid to rest on Mary's lap is sleeping, whose angels greet with anthems sweet, while shepherds watch are keeping. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary. So bring him incense, gold and myrrh, come rich and poor to own him, the King of Kings. Salvation brings, let loving hearts enthrone him. Raise, raise the song on high, the virgin sings her lullaby. Joy, joy, for Christ is born, the babe, the Son of Mary. This is Christ the King, whom shepherds guard and angels sing. Haste, haste to bring him, Lord, the babe, the Son of Mary, the babe, the Son of Mary.
Gene, I want you to know if I could sing like that, I'd have sung it myself. But I appreciate it very much. The babe, the Son of Mary, this child that was born on this day that we celebrate and call Christmas, in Isaiah chapter 7 and verse 14, the Lord inspired these words, "Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." The Lord God Almighty himself shall give us a sign. And the sign that he gave us was this little baby born in a manger of this virgin Mary. Mary, this young maiden who had kept herself pure, who had made herself available, and who was willing to be used of God so that all men might be blessed, became pregnant with a child. I think sometimes that we forget the dire straits that Mary was in by assuming or accepting this role in this great event, because unlike today and the culture that they lived in back then, if she was found pregnant out of wedlock, she was shunned and outcast. No one would have anything to do with her. And Joseph, her espoused husband, we're going to read about here in just a minute, took on the role of being the earthly father to this child, this king, this Jesus that was born. Mary had never known a man. So physically, it was impossible for her to be with child. But we know that God is not bound to the physical realms of this earth, that he is capable and able to do anything. Let me tell you something, friend. It's never happened before, and it will never happen again. And Jesus, the Son of God, born, came here for us. Here's Mary, though, Matthew chapter 1. This Virgin Mary, who's with child. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise, when as his mother Mary was espoused or engaged to Joseph, before they came together, she was found with child of the Holy Ghost. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privily. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Jesus Christ. Think about this for a second, if you would. Who is this child? This child that we celebrate the birth of. This child of Mary. He is the Son of God. The Son of Almighty God. And through a miraculous conception of the Holy Spirit, God's love was sent to this earth so that we might all have salvation, freedom. Freedom from the penalties of sin. Oh, as we go through this season and as we prepare to celebrate Christmas, let us never forget the sacrifice that God made by sending his Son. And let us never forget the sacrifice that Jesus made by coming down off of his lofty throne and becoming a mere man, a God-man, and knowing that he was going to have to suffer and die on the cross, and he came down here just for you. 1 John 4:9 says, and this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might through him, we might live through him. The child. Who is this child? 1 John 1, verse 1. I love this scripture. Listen and remember that the Word of God comes from inspiration from God himself. This is God's Word to us. I want you to know who Jesus is. John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. As we near this Christmas season, keep this in mind. Jesus Christ came here, was born of the Virgin Mary, and lived on this earth. But Jesus Christ has always been in the beginning. He's the one that created everything that we know. Jesus Christ. This world wants to take Christ out of Christmas. They want to call it all number of things for political and reasons, I guess, as much as anything. But let me tell you something. Without Christ, we have no Christmas. Without Christ, we have no hope. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, has always been. We celebrate his birth here on this earth, and it's the most wonderful, beautiful picture of God's love, because he gave Jesus. this thing that we call salvation, that we, when we believe in Jesus Christ, this free gift of God, is free to us, but it costs God greatly. Because if you think about it, when Jesus came to this earth and became the God-man or the God-child, he lived here on this earth and he didn't sin one time, but when he hung on that cross, he who knew no sin became sin. Let me tell you something, friend. God knew that that was going to happen. Jesus knew that he was going to have to be there. The only time that they had ever been separated was when God had to turn his back on Jesus there on the cross because of your sin and my sin. That's the sacrifice. That's who this child is that we celebrate in this season. This child, our Savior, Son of God, Christ, the Messiah, the one who bore the weight of our sins on the cross. God's love. God's love is that he sent his only begotten Son from heaven to give his life for you and me. To be born of a mere woman, the creation of God, raised by her husband and her, to be the gift of God to mankind for all generations. Eternal life only comes by accepting this God child. And as we approach the day that we've chosen to celebrate Christmas, let us share this wonderful gift with the world. You know, it truly is the gift that keeps on giving. It's the gift that never ends. It is the gift of God to us. And when we share it, it continues on. We thank God for loving us so much that he sent the very best. You know, we see commercials and we see all these things and we spend all this money to try to make people happy. And in reality, truly the best gift you could ever give someone is the free gift of salvation through Jesus Christ. Wear your buttons. Proclaim proudly that this season is all about the birth of the King, of the Savior. It's all about Christmas. It's all about what he did for us, not what we do for each other than the sharing. In Ephesians 2, we read that we are saved by God's grace. We don't deserve what God did for us. We don't deserve what Jesus did for us. We don't deserve the sacrifice because we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But by God's grace and because of his love, he sent Jesus so that we might live. It's the free gift of God to us. Share it liberally. Tell everyone you meet. You know, as we're studying end time events in our Bible studies at night, we see the things that are going to come to pass here on this earth. These tribulations and trials and God's wrath being poured out. Let me tell you something, friend. God's wrath will come, but it does not outdo God's love. Because through God's love, we can escape the wrath of God, the penalty of sin. All we have to do is accept this free gift. His name is Jesus. He is the Christ. He is the only begotten Son of God. He is the Messiah. He is the Savior. He has always been, and he always will be. Don't forget what Jesus did, the gift that keeps on giving. Listen, if you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, I want you to know that the Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. That's a promise from God. All you have to do is trust and believe and call upon his name. You can't give away what God has done for you, but you can share it to a lost and dying world. Listen, friend, this world needs the message of Jesus during this Christmas season, I believe, more than it ever has in the past. As we look around and we see all the things that are going on, Satan has a death grip on this world, on our culture, and even on our nation, this Christian nation that we live in. But we have hope because of this Christ, this child, this young little baby that was born of the Virgin Mary and placed in that manger. And he did that for you and I and for all the world. Our prayer should always be that the lost round about, their hearts would be softened, that they might accept Jesus Christ before it's eternally too late. So this year, as we prepare to celebrate Christmas, let us never forget why we celebrate Christmas. And it's really because God gave us the greatest gift of all time. What child is this? This child is King. This child is God in the flesh. I want to ask Gene to come. I'll ask you to stand with me for a word of prayer. Our Father, as we come to you at this time, Lord, we are so thankful for Jesus Christ, the gift that you gave us. We're thankful, Lord. I pray that if there's any lost here amongst us this morning, that their hearts would be softened, that the Spirit would draw them, that they would accept this free gift that's so graciously given to each and every one who asks for it by you. Lord, the ones that are scattered around our church and our community and throughout the world, Lord, we pray that their hearts would be touched in this Christmas season, that the love that's shown would be the love of Christ, that the world might see Jesus through us in the way that we celebrate Christmas, the way that we give you honor and glory and praise. Lord, I pray that this gift would be given and accepted by millions of people this Christmas season. Lord, as we see the decay of the morals in this world and the events worldwide that are leading up to Jesus coming back again, Lord, help us to be focused on sharing this great gift. Help us, Lord, here as a church, that we would always be found preaching Jesus Christ, Him crucified and Him risen from the dead. And we do truly serve a living Savior. We thank you for this opportunity, Lord, to be here this morning. Your will be done in each and every heart. It's in Jesus' name I pray these things. Amen.
Page 190.
Jesus is tenderly calling me home, calling today, calling today. Why from the sunshine of love will thou roll farther and farther away?
Do you hear him calling?
Prayer and my hope is that each and every one that's here today is saved. But maybe Jesus is calling you for some other purpose. Maybe you have a burden on your heart and you need to just come down here to the altar and get rid of it. He said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. You know what? God's still in the business of calling men to preach. I don't know what the Spirit's leading you to. But He softly and tenderly calls us for His purpose, so that we might uplift Jesus in this world. Maybe there's someone in your life that you're struggling with going and witnessing to or sharing the gospel. I pray that you'd follow that leadership. You know, you don't have to do it by yourself. All you have to do is be willing and take that first step, and God will do the rest. Softly and tenderly, He calls us. What's He calling you to today? Can you sing another verse?
Jesus is calling the weary.